It's time for North Posey Viking Basketball. Tonight's broadcast on 98.9 WPIW and NorthPoseyRadio.com is brought to you by Expressway Chevrolet, the Posey County Co-op, Crane Credit Union, Posey Storage, Expressway Jeep, JT's Hardware, Billy's Sparkle and Shine, Nick's Industrial, and the Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center.
Welcome into another edition of the North Posey Vikings Basketball Coaches Show. As we are actually pre-recording this episode, Jordan Fisher alongside head coach Rusty Seymour, who is on assignment elsewhere, has to be in Houston for some work. So he's kind enough to join me over the phone right now from his hotel. Coach, first of all, how are you doing today?
Oh, doing good. Been on the plane and traveling all day, so it's kind of nice to be able to sit down and talk to somebody.
So certainly, I know traveling alone is not the best thing there, but you made it. That's what matters the most.
Yeah, we're here, and we're going to get a little bit of work done and get ready for the sectional.
So yeah, we will get to the sectional here momentarily because the sectional draw did happen yesterday. Because I believe you flew out this morning, so you were able to witness that. But you had two games last weekend. You had the senior night against Evansville Day School. A pretty cool moment where Dave Pierce won the actual halftime raffle. I know you were in the locker room talking to your team, but that was cool seeing that just as a fan from that perspective. But you get a victory over Evansville Day School, 51-33. And Day School came out, they came out firing, and they were hitting a lot of threes early on. Kind of what was your thought on the sideline, you know, throughout that first quarter?
Yeah, I mean, they have a couple players, honestly, you know. Probably not one of the stronger teams on our schedule, but they got a couple guys that can play. And, you know, they came out hitting shots early, and, you know, we had to make an adjustment. And luckily for us, our guys stepped up and started to take those two away and make the looks a little bit more contested and a little harder to put the ball in the basket. And, you know, it ended up paying off for us. So, you know, not a bad team. Definitely a game we probably should have won. And so it's nice to get a win when you know you should win it. And, you know, to see the boys respond and step up defensively is always something I enjoy seeing myself. So it was a good win.
I think you guys fell into a hole of like 10-2 or something like that early on. And I remember I was sitting behind the bench and you were kind of preaching to your team at one of the timeouts, like, hey, we start getting some stops, we're right back in this. And certainly that started to happen. And really that was also kind of along the same time of when Braden Compton really started to emerge, I think in the second quarter, where he kept finding himself open under the basket after slips. And that was something you guys were really focused on.
Yeah. You know, a lot of teams we play on our schedule hedge real hard, and, you know, we've talked about it in the past and work on it in practice. And, you know, Day School came out and they were hard hedging on some of our ball screens. And, you know, it's good for Braden to see and get to interact. He's came a long way this year, honestly. And, you know, it's just a chance when we use a timeout being down and saying, hey, man, like, read the defense, read and react to what's going on. And if you can start slipping these screens, we'll start getting you the ball and let you take off here a little bit. So, you know, being a sophomore, it's sometimes you got to coach them up a little bit, and they don't always do those things on their own without a little bit of encouragement. But, you know, he started to show up and really got us back in the game and got us a lead.
Not only did he make the big plays as far as on the offensive end there, but he was also great on the defensive half as well. But that dunk that he had on one of the slips seemed to really kind of ignite the crowd. Had he done that in practice at all? Because I always thought he was capable of doing it. We just hadn't seen it yet.
Yeah, he does, and he does it in warm-ups a lot, and sometimes to a fault. And, you know, he's kind of getting to where he can springboard a little bit back to kind of the Jonathan Ricketts days. So, you know, he kind of reminds us of him a little bit, to where he has some hops and shows them from time to time. So, you know, we look forward to giving him chances to get up and show that off. That's his second one of the season. He got one at Pike Central on the road, but, you know, that was a more contested, where it was a ball screen slip right into a dunk with guys around him. So it was impressive. We actually asked him about it, and I'm like, man, did you mean to do that? And he goes, not really. Whenever I jumped, I just realized I was high enough, so I wanted to finish it. And I'm like, well, I'm glad you did.
I certainly wish I could relate to that, because I've never been able to live a room like that. So I want to fast forward to Saturday's game at Tell City, a sectional opponent, actually your first sectional opponent. Spoiler there for anybody listening that doesn't already know that. But you guys were up, I believe it was double digits going into the fourth quarter, and then ended up losing that game by three. And I'm sure what was a pretty tough environment at Tell City. Just kind of what went through your head throughout that game, because that was one I wasn't able to watch. I was actually busy working a semi-state for the IHSA. But what kind of happened in that game there?
Yeah, I mean, we got off to a good start. I think we were up, really, we were up 12, and they hit a buzzer beater at the end of the first quarter to make it 9. I think it was 17-8 at the end of the first quarter, and, you know, seemed to be clicking and everything was going well. And, you know, we just kind of fell apart, got complacent, and honestly, it's kind of been the moral of our story this season is, you know, we start well. We'll do little things. We're executing plays and, you know, executing our defensive strategies on what we're trying to do. And, you know, we get a lead and we relax. And, you know, that's something we've been working and talking to the boys about is, you know, to kind of keep the pedal to the metal, as they say, and just don't let up. And unfortunately, Saturday, that was something we did. And I think we were maybe tied at halftime. I think it was 23-23, had a real bad scoring quarter, and didn't really show up and do much defensively either. So, and then second half kind of went back and forth and had a 4 or 5 point lead with a few minutes to go. Just couldn't execute and hit the shots we needed. And unfortunately they did. And so, you know, it stuck us with having to run a few plays to try to hit a three, and we couldn't put the ball in the basket. And being at their place, you know, it's kind of expected. I will say it was probably a game we think we should have won. You know, we're not happy about it. We are kind of excited to know that we get a chance of revenge here next Wednesday. So we're going to prep for them and go try to get that one, because that's the one that counts.
I was getting ready to bring that up, basically, with you playing next Wednesday and the way you lost that game at Tell City on Saturday. I would almost think that's a sense of motivation for your team and for you to say going into the locker room before tip-off, hey, let's not let what happened on Saturday happen again here tonight, and let's go out and finish this job and get to the second round, right?
Oh, absolutely. I think it's a good piece of motivation for the boys and to kind of let them know that they got to show up and play. It doesn't matter who it is. You know, I've said this early, I think, in even these coaches' interviews, is that our conference is pretty tough. Our sectional is pretty tough. And you can't just fly by and not put everything you have into it. It's, you know, these guys we got to prep for, and we got to take things seriously and play at high levels all the time. So, you know, I think it might have been good for us. I'm hoping the boys respond, and we can go get a couple wins here and maybe try to seal the deal one time.
So before we get to sectional, you still do have one more opponent at Gibson Southern on the 27th, which I believe is Thursday off the top of my head. Today is the 24th, yeah. So I think that sounds right. So what is kind of the focus going into that game? I know that you won't be there in attendance, but I believe Damon will be head coach, but I'm sure you communicate with them through that group chat that you talked about earlier in the year. What are you kind of letting them know on what you want to work on going into the sectional?
Yeah, honestly, we got together yesterday morning around 11:30 and started to put practice plans together and what we were looking for out of the boys for Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And, you know, the Gibson game, we're not putting a ton into it, to be perfectly honest. You know, we're not in any kind of position to win the conference, and neither are they, honestly. So, you know, it's kind of a sectional prep week for us. We're going to put all of our eggs in that basket and start to prepare for Tell City and then a potential Forest Park matchup again. And so we won't probably even do a scouting report on Gibson. We'll put a lot of our focus and work into the sectional and getting those guys ready to see if we can put three games together.
So then I would imagine the goal from Gibson is, of course, you want to get the win if you can, but it's mainly working on execution things before you get to the sectional.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're gonna put in some plays. We got some things that we're going to do defensively that we want to show in the sectional that we necessarily haven't got to practice and do a whole lot with. But it's different strategies and plans that we have that we think will help. And, you know, this will be a good test for the boys, and it'll be a good chance for them to see kind of if it works, and when it's not working, what do we need to do to fix it. So we can kind of do a test trial run here and clean it all up for next week.
So let's go ahead and talk a little bit deeper about the sectional in case somebody listening isn't familiar with the breakdown. Parrish Central and Pike Central will play in game number one, which I believe will be Tuesday night. And then North Posey, you'll play Tell City on Wednesday at 5:30 Central Time. And then South Spencer and Forest Park play after you guys on Wednesday. The winner of the Parrish Central Pike Central game will advance to play Modern Day on Friday. The winner of your game and the winner of Forest Park and South Spencer will advance to play each other on Friday night and then championship on Saturday. You'd already hinted at you're expecting Forest Park to probably win that game because I think South Spencer's a little bit down this year than previous years. But certainly looking ahead, you've played those other two opponents along with Tell City over the last couple weeks. That's got to at least give you a little bit of confidence going into the sectional.
Yeah, we're not really that upset about the draw. I think it could be a good draw for us. You know, we're going to play an opponent that we just played on Saturday, so they're fresh in our minds, and we get a chance to really study film and find out where we can get a little bit better to get that win. And, you know, like you said, Forest Park and South Spencer, we've played in the second half of the season here not too awful long ago, and, you know, we always put a lot of preparation into the sectionals and those potential opponents. So we already have I'm going to call it a chalkboard, but it's a marker board, I guess, with scouting reports from everybody in the sectional. And we'll go up Tuesday, watch Perry and Pike play, and, you know, do our part as a coaching staff to get the boys ready. But, you know, we're excited about the challenge. We like the draw. You know, if we are fortunate enough to win on Wednesday to have a day to prep for the Forest Park South Spencer winner, we think is beneficial. I'd say Forest Park's probably the favorite in that sectional. So, you know, to have a day of prep, it would be nice to where we can go through some of their play calls and find out what we're going to do defensively to try to stop them is beneficial. In the past, we've lost to them in the sectional championship the last 3 years, and that's coming from a Friday night and turn around and playing Saturday. So not a lot of prep time there. So we think this draw may help us a little bit preparation-wise. So we're looking forward to it, and we're gonna take it and see what we can do.
Appreciate the time, Coach. Enjoy Houston. Make sure you don't work too hard while you're down there. But we'll talk again next week before you actually get going into the sectional. We'll probably wrap that up probably next Monday again at the school itself. But thanks for joining us here today.
Hey, no problem. I appreciate you having me, and the coaching staff's already tired of hearing from me because I am extremely distracted down here. So I don't know how much work I'll actually get done, but I'm here. So
make sure you at least blow up that group chat a few times.
Oh, it's already happening.
All right. Thanks, Coach. That's head coach Rusty Seymour, as this will be the first segment of the North Posey Viking Coaches Show. We'll step away for a quick break. We'll come back with head coach Kevin Cole of the girls team to wrap up their season. You're listening to 98.9 WPIW.
The Posey County Co-op has proudly been supporting the communities we live in since 1927. With locations in Mount Vernon, Poseyville, Griffin, St. Wendell, Hopstott, and Evansville, the Posey County Co-op is your number one spot for Askro and DeKalb seeds and Purina feed products. The Posey County Co-op also has you covered with their new Posey County Workwear in Mount Vernon. The Posey County Co-op, your number one agricultural resource since 1927.
This is Justin Schmidt, Regional Manager for Crane Credit Union in Posey County. I want to remind you that Crane Credit Union is committed to serving Posey County. With three locations, familiar faces, and local decisions, we are able to offer cutting-edge products and services that you want, along with hometown feel that you deserve. When you become a member at Crane Credit Union, you're helping to support this community and the schools and organizations that matter to you. Visit us in person at one of our local branches in Poseyville, Mount Vernon, or St. Wendell, or online at cranecu.org to find out how easy it is to join. Crane Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA, an equal housing lender.
When you need to eliminate clutter at home but don't know what to do, call Posey Storage in Poseyville. Posey Storage has three unit sizes to fit your needs. 5 by 12 feet, 10 by 12 feet, and massive 12 by 35 foot units. Posey Storage can also help you out with boat, RV, and camper storage as well, with inside and outside units available. For rental information, call 812-622-1626. Posey Storage, 128 North St. Francis Street in Poseyville.
Sweet deals all month long at Expressway Chevrolet. New 2025 Chevy Trailblazer LT, $23,800. New 2025 Chevy Equinox LT, $27,810. New 2025 Chevy Silverado Crew Cab 4x4, $39,990. For these sweet deals and more, visit ExpressWayChevrolet.com, Mount Vernon, Indiana. Together, let's drive. Price excludes tax, title, and $245 dock fee. Dealer retains all applicable rebates. Owner loyalty may apply. See dealer for details.
Nix Industrial in Poseyville, Indiana is hiring for metal fabrication engineers, industrial coders and painters, welders and fabricators, and machinists. Join a fifth-generation, family-owned, growth-oriented company. Nix Industrial offers an extensive list of benefits, including health and 401k plans, paid holiday and vacations, bonus plans, and more. Be part of a team that thrives on precision, innovation, and excellence. Browse careers and start your journey with Nix Industrial at nixindustrial.com.
When you're ready to tackle your next home improvement project, look no further than JT's Hardware, your one-stop shop on Main Street in Poseyville. JT's Hardware has everything you need to get the job done right. From tools to paint, plumbing to electrical, and fasteners to lumber, they've got you covered. And the staff is always ready to lend a helping hand and offer helpful advice. So don't wait. Head to JT's Hardware today and make your home improvement dreams a reality. JT's Hardware, your local partner in home improvement, located on Main Street in Poseyville.
Welcome back into the North Posey Basketball Coaches Show as we are pre-recording this episode again. Being joined by head coach Kevin Kolb of the girls basketball team at North Posey. Ended the season 19-7 with a loss to Brownstown Central in the regional championship game by a score of 46-25. A very successful season for you in your first year head coach, or as head coach, and I think certainly a lot to be proud of in this season. But let's start with the Brownstown game specifically. Of course, a bit of a drive there, and I know you've always talked about being worried about kind of the mentality or maybe the energy getting off of a long bus ride. Did you feel like that maybe played a little bit of a factor there?
I wish I could say yes, but before the game, you know, we had an auxiliary gym we were loose in, and I thought we were ready to go. And I think we got out there, and, you know, it's a little bit of a different shooting background, and some of our shots didn't fall early in the game. And so, you know, helped then grab some momentum. But I thought we were ready to go before the game. You could definitely see there were some nerves, as to be expected. And everybody, and we talked about that before the game, talked about it before the sectional game, that it's okay to be nervous. It's just human nature. But go out there and play hard, and that stuff will wear off. And so, I thought we were go. And usually I am very concerned with the bus ride. I was concerned we got up there nice and early to help alleviate that. You know, maybe we do next year. I don't know. It just depends how the team reacts to going on the road. But it's something to be concerned with. But, you know, if we get a couple of those shots to fall there in the first quarter and with them, maybe the momentum of the game is a little different. We get to set our press up a little bit. But, yeah, I don't think it ended up being the issue that it was going to be, Jordan.
So I know that Brownstown, they play a style that's also very difficult to come back from. And if you do find yourself down in a hole, which, like you said, got off to a bit of a slow start and it's tough to recover. Do you feel like their defense really kind of gave you a lot of issues, or do you feel like you guys got good looks and they just didn't happen to go in?
I would say both. I thought a couple times we got some really good looks and they didn't go in. And I think their zone really extends itself. It's more of a 4-round 1 instead of a 2-3. And so we're getting and when we were getting some looks in the lane, we weren't able to fight through some contact. And then when we did get to the free throw line, you know, we were making 1 out of 2. And when they're coming back down to the other end and their shot's falling, you know, they built that lead up with that happening. And that's just, you know, that's basketball. But then when, like, we're struggling to get those open threes because they've got 4 girls around on the perimeter and you are behind and then eating 10, 15 seconds, and you may feel like it's a stall, and it is, but it's also reading the defense and getting the defense in a compromising position so then they can attack gaps. And so there's a lot of teams in basketball here in Southern Indiana that are very good at that. And so, you know, they got an 8-point lead. They can shorten the game. And while you're trying to over-pursue defensively, now you're leaving openings. And if they've got good shooters, which Brownstown does, you know, you make those shots and then you just dig the hole a little deeper. And, man, that's kind of what was that play, you know,
two Saturdays ago.
Yeah. It's been a long 2 weeks, brother.
I tell you, as a coach,
oh, man, it was a fun ride. Great to be a part of. But as a coach, when you lose, you want to go back. All right, what do we need to work on? And it's like, man, the season's over. You got to take a break and try to reset. And you can't make up for all the time you miss spending it with the people you would like to spend it with. But, you know, I can't get back to the drawing board. I got to wait.
So I do want to bring up one thing. Cause you mentioned,
tough.
Yeah, I can understand that it's tough. I do want to mention that, you know, it's got to be tough, especially as a coach, whenever you have a senior like Alyssa Heath playing her final basketball game. And I know, again, we've talked about it. This is the first year and the only year you've spent with Alyssa, but you really got to know her quite a bit. But you also had a senior student manager on the roster as well, and I know that means a lot to them to be a part of that. What was that moment kind of like whenever they realized that this was the final time they would be, you know, suiting up for North Posey or in the manager's sense, helping North Posey's basketball team?
Honestly, it went a lot better than what I thought it was going to. Ever since I had a daughter, I've become a crier, and I didn't cry, and neither did they. And I've been in a lot of locker rooms when seasons have ended, and there's been tears that have been shed. And these young ladies were proud of what they accomplished. I thank them for letting me be a part of it. And, you know, we talked about hard work doesn't guarantee, but it guarantees your opportunities. And everybody in here knows how to work hard. We saw it this season, and we created opportunities that don't happen very often and just weren't able to capitalize on them. And you just got to keep doing that. And they were proud of it. And some of them spoke up and about the fun that was had. And, but no, it went really well. Reagan and Alyssa are both going to be missed next year. Both bright young ladies, looking forward to going to college. And I just couldn't imagine anything but successful if they continue to carry themselves the way they did this year. So
I wanted to give you a chance too, just to talk a little bit in detail about kind of what Reagan brought to the program specifically, because I know that managers oftentimes get overlooked. But as I mentioned earlier, they are an important part of the team, especially when it comes to the day in, day out operations and the practice time.
Yeah, definitely, 100%. And, you know, I've teased a couple times about, you know, whatever you're learning here today, you're going to be able to teach your kids. And, you know, she, well, one, Reagan brought a I don't know how to say this. She brought another. She also brought something, another set of eyes and ears for me to bounce ideas off of. And there were multiple times where, every day she got a practice plan for me. She helped organize the clock and get things that we needed, part of her duties. But having an extra set of eyes to say, hey, they're slacking today, or hey, we need to be working on this, or hey, they're doing this really well. It always helps, and I have two assistant coaches, Amy Hallam and Morgan Daly, and they don't get enough credit either. But those extra set of eyes help. You can't watch everything. And sometimes, as a coach, you're focusing on one thing so much, you're missing the good that's happening. Or you're focusing too much on the positive and you're missing like, hey, we're really slacking in these areas. And she brought a student's perspective, a friend's perspective of these young ladies on what we could or couldn't be doing better or worse. And that was so valuable. And she was polite and well thought of the way, we had conversations and the things that she helped me with. And so, that's definitely going to be missed. And her, me coming in and having a manager that's been with the program for 4 years, that's a level of experience. Next year, we're going to be starting over at ground zero. I don't know who we're going to find to help. There'll be somebody that'll step up, but they'll be learning a new role. They won't have 4 years of experience in it. And so, I remember during the regional game, she makes a comment to me that we need to get the ball in the lane. And I'm thinking in my head, yeah, you and I and everybody else here sees that. We're struggling to do it. But she's watched enough basketball. She's watched her team enough. She was confident and like, yeah, she's got it. She's figured it out, and she's a part of this. And you're right. Those roles get overlooked a lot. But she's a sectional champion, so –
Yeah, and that's something I think that everybody on the team can say now, because it snapped a drought, I believe, since 2015 was the last time that North Posey had won a sectional championship, and now you guys break through that, and certainly I know you've talked about it, but you have eyes set on that for next year as well. But I don't know if you even know this today or not, but the Pocket Athletic All PAC teams came out today for girls basketball, and Alyssa Heath was named first team, Ellie Jo Johnson was named second team, and then Ella Weatherholt and Mallory Lewigs were both named honorable mention for all PAC. Just what's kind of your initial reaction there?
I think that every one of those young ladies earned that, and we're happy for them. I couldn't be more proud than I am today for them. And, I had heard previously to the radio show that they had made it and sent a message in our group chat that, we've got other girls on our team that are could have been on that list, as do other schools. And so let that fuel your fire to keep working hard. And the ones that have earned it, they got to keep earning it. And, couldn't be happier for them, though. And I've told you this before, wonderful human beings, wonderful basketball players. And it shows through on the court. They were unselfish. You go to the all-conference meetings and a lot of things are talked about, and it's a stats-driven world. But I've got five or six girls on my team that score between 8 and 5 points. And then on any given night, one of them scoring 13 and another one scoring 10, and the rest of them got 2 or 3 buckets. And then the next night, it's something different. And so when you go and you play that style and you play that way as a team, you don't have necessarily somebody that's got 25 points. And so when you're looking at all conference, it's really good to see that the other coaches in the pack recognize that these young ladies and the value that they brought to the basketball court and the North Posey basketball organization community.
Certainly. I know you said you're ready to get back to it and kind of get going for next season already, and you have to wait a little while. What does the summer schedule look like, if there is one set at all already? Like, when is your first time that you'll get to kind of get back out on there and start coaching the girls again?
Well, that's a good question. We're going to take a break here for a little bit, and then I'll have to talk with athletic director Waylon Schenck and see what the schedule looks like. I believe there's some new rules as far as the moratorium and stuff goes, and you know, there's the normal week around the 4th of July. And then I think there's another week that's in there sometime this year, and that's kind of up to the schools to figure out how that works best for them. And so, you know, we'll take his lead on whatever, you know, him and Principal Fisher and whoever else makes those decisions decide. Usually we can get after it in June. I know that we're going to have a camp sometime in May with the volleyball team again, where you can go to volleyball for an hour or two for their camp and then come to basketball's camp. So all the young ladies need to sign up for both of those, and should be hearing about that soon. And then, you know, we want the girls to get up a lot of shots, but they also need to be teenagers. And so, while, you know, I'm going to challenge them, we got a meeting on Thursday to talk about some things and to get some shots up and to work on their ball handling and their conditioning. And the North Posey Athletic Program does a really good job of, you know, keeping the athletes conditioned and keeping them in the weight room. But challenge them in those areas. But then if you decide to take a night off because you're going to go hang out with your friends at the movies, but that's okay too. But when you got a moment, it doesn't hurt to shoot the rock for 15 minutes and get better. And so I know I didn't really give you any too much specifics on time frames or anything of that. That's still up in the air. You know, a lot of these young ladies are moving on to other sports. You know, Jazz plays tennis, and Addie and Emlyn all play tennis. And we've got a couple that play softball and a couple that are going to run track. And so just something to manage. So, you know, I got to go with the ebbs and flows. I can't set a too much of a time frame at this moment.
That's all right. And I certainly expected nothing less, to be honest. Certainly multi-sport athletes are always a good thing. And I think playing multiple sports has always been beneficial to players, that because I feel like there are skills that cross over between the different sports that they play. Do want to ask you this. What was your favorite thing from this season? It could be a moment. It can be a time on the bench, whatever it was. What stands out to you when you look back on this season?
I'm not going to call out any specific moment. I have them in my head, but there's certain incidents like this, or kind of a reoccurring theme, where there was some physical play, somebody's getting challenged, somebody's taking maybe, you can call it a dirty or cheap shot, or they felt some sort of way about it, and we're in the timeouts. And it's being discussed. And then you see a couple of our girls put their hair up and go out there and take care of business. And there's a couple incidents that stand out in my mind, but I thought, man, these girls are sisters. And I didn't necessarily think one way or another that there was a cheap shot, and we definitely did not return any cheap shots. But the level of physical play increased to let the other people know we weren't going to be pushed around out here. And it was good to see that, them sticking up and doing it the right way for one another. And, you know, I won't forget those moments. I'll also, there was a situation at the Wrights game, and, you know, Wrights was beating us up early in the game, and we're going into halftime, and we're talking about some things that were aggravating us. And, you know, I won't get into all the details. But Ella Weatherholt, I said, you know, if it happens in the second half, just smile at them and let it go. And Ella Weatherholt said, I'm going to look at them and say, God bless you. And in that moment, I'm thinking in my head, man, I need Junkyard Dogs right now. And I've got the sweetest ladies on the planet. Now, they came out in the second half and played like the Junkyard Dogs we'd seen all year. But I told them, don't change who you are. That's wonderful. That's, you know, you can be competitors out here on this court, and being able to turn it off and recognize and have your character at all times on the court. But afterwards, don't change who you are. That's what I loved about this year. Those little moments right there, I'll never forget.
Well, I certainly appreciate it, Coach. You had a heck of a season again, 19-7 on the year, 9-3 in conference play, with all three losses coming to very good teams in Washington, Gibson Southern, and Southridge. So nothing to hang your head there about at all. And certainly I'm looking forward to seeing the growth throughout the summer and into next season, as well as I'm sure you're ready to kind of get back out there again and start working with the girls and trying to take that next step, because you had mentioned earlier in the year that your goal was eventually to try to get to the state finals with North Posey. You started with the sectional, you made it to a regional. Now you're trying to take that next step going forward, hopefully next season.
Yeah, that's the goal, and we're going to keep working hard. And, you know, you got to win the one in front of you, and I know it's cliche, but we went 0-1 2 weeks ago, and our season's over. And so we just got to stay focused on that. I do want to thank you and the radio show and the news, you know, all the fans out there. I don't know how many are listening, the young ladies and their families, Coach Shank, Principal Fisher, Larry Colley. I had a lot of conversations with him, just the whole the youth league and their parents. Everybody's been very supportive, and you know, we need to keep it going that direction. And you know, I don't know if you watch IU basketball or Purdue basketball, but you know, for all my IU fans, we won the other day, but the Purdue coach mentioned that when their IU was looking for a new coach, and he talked about, you know, just being supportive. And you know, I couldn't be happier with the community at North Posey that has taken me in and let me coach the game of basketball the way I want to. And I just want to thank everybody. And so keep supporting these young ladies, and we'll keep working hard to try to get W's.
Well, I'm sure everybody in the community also thanks you for your efforts, because it's certainly shown tenfold, especially out on the basketball court. But thanks again, Coach, for joining us. Enjoy the rest of your day, and we'll talk to you again, I guess, before next season.
Okay, thank you.
That is head coach Kevin Cole with the girls basketball team. That'll wrap up this edition of the North Posey Vikings Basketball Coaches Show, live on 98.9 WPIW. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you again on Thursday when the boys basketball team plays Gibson Southern.
You've been listening to North Posey Vikings Basketball on 98.9 WPIW and NorthPoseyRadio.com. This broadcast has been brought to you by Expressway Chevrolet, the Posey County Co-op, Crane Credit Union, Posey Storage, Expressway Jeep, JT's Hardware, Billy's Sparkle and Shine, Nick's Industrial, and the Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center. Stay up to date with North Posey Sports on your home of the Vikings, 98.9 WPIW.